The Senate is debating a new farm bill that would spend about $20 billion a year on foreign policies. That's an amount second only to defense authorizations. Most of the money is earmarked for subsidies to big farms, but this year environmentalists have convinced lawmakers to carve out a substantial amount for conservation, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
About a year and a half ago, a group of environmentalists gathered around a conference table in the Washington offices of the nonprofit organization Environmental Defense. Senior attorney Tim Searchinger projected a map of the U.S. on the wall and argued for a dramatically new approach for tackling environmental problems.
50% of all that land in the United States is farmland. So if we're going to make progress on water quality or saving endangered species or curbing sprawl, we have to get serious about what happens on farms.
The environmental community had typically ignored farm legislation. Traditional ag appropriations went towards crop subsidies. But on that day, they outlined a strategy that could redirect some of this money toward conservation-minded farm programs.
The environmental community did have somewhat of an epiphany.
Environmentalists knew many farmers didn't realize that most subsidies went to propping up a small percentage of farmers. 60%, or nearly two-thirds of them, got nothing. Environmentalists wanted farmers to realize that their new farm policy, which would subsidize conservation practices, could mean more money in many more of their pockets. So the first thing they did was to reveal the stark inequities of the traditional program on a website. The site details exactly how much or how little each farm nationwide receives. Ken Cook of the Environmental Working Group directs the project.
We've been stunned by the level of traffic. We will have had probably about 10 million searches since early November.
Most of the searches are being done by farmers, like Myron Thurston, a dairy farmer in upstate New York, who receives very little federal support. He was enraged to see that the typical farmer in Iowa receives about five times the support farmers in his region get. With this new information, Thurston quickly became a convert to the environmentalist campaign.
I am the fourth generation on the dairy farm with my cousins and my father and his three brothers.
All of the Thurstons have seen conservation programs work to their advantage. For instance, back in the 1980s, they participated in a state-sponsored program aimed at improving water quality. The state paid the Thurstons to divide a huge field of crops into smaller strips and then build buffers around the strips. This, says Thurston, cuts down on water pollution by keeping chemicals from rushing off the land.
Say it's been very dry. You get an inch of rain, comes all at once, where it's a huge cornfield on a side hill, that water has a tendency just to run right off. But with these strips, it holds the water back.
When the state ran out of funding for this program, water quality suffered. Various local conservation groups proposed ideas for cleaning up water, but Seth McKee of the group Scenic Hudson says paying to fix water problems through changing the farm bill never occurred to them.
It wasn't really on our radar screen, to be honest.
It hadn't been part of any of the grassroots group's agenda, but as the coalition of environmentalists back in Washington helped them realize the possibilities, they all put pressure on lawmakers to support a conservation amendment to the bill. In the end, every lawmaker in the House of Representatives from the Northeast states supported the legislation, not only in farming districts, but those in urban and suburban districts. They all realized this was a way to bring a new funding source to tackle environmental problems. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.